Okay, so take the bus here, then the train, get a ticket. Hi, James from Ingvid. Ever tried finding a place or going to a new country, looking at the subway or transportation maps to get from one place to another? If you look at those things, they're called maps, right? It will tell you what the city looks like, where you can get a bus, at what time. But basically, it tells you what something looks like, and it gives you a picture of it. And it may not be an exact picture, but it's generally a picture you can work with. One you can go, okay, I'm here, and I want to get here, and that's how I'll do it. Maps are very effective and very efficient, right? You know, effective means they get the job done, and efficient, they do it in a quick way. Why am I talking about maps? In many of the videos I do, you'll see what I call mind maps. I may not have called them mind maps, but that's what they are. A mind map is a device or a tool that we use to help us understand something and memorize it. I primarily, and primarily means like mostly, use it for vocabulary, but you could use this for grammar. You could use it for learning an entire topic in a foreign language. In that case, or in this case, it's English. What I want to do today is explain what it is. For those students who have a problem thinking it's difficult or confusing, I want to break it down or break it into smaller parts so you can see it, understand it, and then use it yourself in studying English. You like that? Let's go to the board. I'm looking for Mr. E. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And here he is. You are here. He's here on a map, but I don't know where, and I want to get to there. So I'm going to use this to help me figure out where he is. And we're going to use mind maps now to learn how to work with our English. The first thing you have to understand about a mind map is, think about getting engaged. Dun, dun, da, dun, dun, dun. I know, that's the theme from Star Wars. It's the Death Star. That's how I look at marriage. Sorry, ladies. I'm just joking. But engage means to bring things together. When we use mind maps, we use them to take all these thoughts we have in our head, which can be very confusing, and we want to organize them and make it a nice way to follow, like a highway, right? A road you drive through. We're going to organize it so you know exactly where to drive and it's nice and smooth. So the mind map helps you because it takes what's in your head and it shows you, this is what I know, this is what I understand, and I'm going to put it on a paper so I can put it out there and know what's inside my head. And once it's outside of my head, I can start moving it. Because sometimes when information is in your head, it's confusing. It just moves all around. And we want to make it nice and straight and easy to look at. A mind map helps with that, with organization. In a second, I'm going to explain, because this is a simple mind map. But I'm actually using a mind map to explain my maps. Okay, so we want to help us think through, but it also helps us engage. Because it's my information, I'm putting it down, I'm engaged, which means I'm part of the process, like engagement, part of, and I'm working through it, okay? So you take it out of your head, put it down, and you're engaged. This also helps with memory, and you're going to see me keep mentioning memory again and again, because part of what I promised is you will learn the language, the new vocabulary. When you use this, you can learn language and remember it permanently. Well, this is the first part of helping with that memory. Getting it over your head on paper helps you with repetition, looking at what you know. Because if you know it, it's in your memory already. Next, so it helps you understand what you know and then organize the work. What's point two? Well, once you take it out and you put it on the mind map in another point, you have, well, these branches are the first part you see are the big ones, engage, key, memory, color. These points usually tell us what is important, what I must know about the subject, or the first thing that comes to my head. And I put that down. These are the key points, or in English, what's important that I must focus on, okay? So it makes it easy. So instead of a book, the Ingvid book, don't forget to get your copy of it, remember Ingvid? Okay, so joking, but it tells us what I need to really study. So I don't need to look at the whole book. I can look at maybe the 5 pages or the 5 words I need. So this is key points. Give me the word I need to unlock the door to my memory, right? And this helps me engage further. What's important? Number three, this is what mind maps do. And this is what you want. It helps you with your memory, a better memory. Think USB key. Because of the repetition and focus, we write it out, then we look at the key points, okay? It helps us to focus our mind on what's important and needed. It helps your memory, because this is how your memory works, right? It starts at the center, and then the ideas keep coming, and that's what we're doing here. And but we're not just putting any ideas down, we're putting key points, and then we're going to things that we associate. That's what helps with the memory. Here it's association. Associate, like engage, are the things that come together. For some people, they associate money with time. Other people associate money with hard work. Other people associate money with love. And I'm not buying that love, but I'm just saying with love. So association helps with our memory, okay? Better memory. And finally, it's just fun. I don't know about you, but when I make a list of information and just go down the page, after a while, I forget what I'm doing. It's not fun. It's mind-numbing. Mind-numbing means it's very boring and not interesting. This part of the conversation is probably mind-numbing to you, because it certainly is to me. Joking. But it's fun. You get to use color, draw, use your creative side. And that's what a mind map does. It takes your logical side, think through, with your fun side, and puts them together. Because in real life, what we engage in and what we enjoy doing, or what we focus on, the key points of life, are alive and full of color. And a mind map brings this to you because then it helps you with your memory. My favorite things to say to students is, do you remember the last party you were at? And they'll say, yeah. And I'll go, a month ago? Yeah. Were you drinking? Yeah. Do you remember the girl in the red dress? Yeah. Then I ask them, the test we did last Tuesday, what was the second question? I have no idea. Fun versus not fun. This is what helps you, okay? That's why we do mind maps. And even if you hate them, you'll think, I remember that lesson. I hated when he did this point here with the worm at the other end. And he said that, but you remember it. That's all I have to do. That's my job. Your job is to think it through, to make it better for you. So now that we understand what this beauty is, why don't we quickly go through how to make one? The first thing you'll notice is I have a center image. It's in the middle of the board, not to the side. Because it's here, I can freely go anywhere. I can go up, down, and around. When you start in a corner, you're stuck. And you're also telling your brain, this is how it works. It doesn't. Here's a branch. A branch is like from a tree. When you have a tree, okay, better to put a tree up here. Okay, this little line in here, that's a branch. It connects the leaf to the tree. Okay, so when we have these branches and they spread out, what we're telling ourselves is, I have this main thought, but like money, sometimes money is time, it's love, it's other things. There are things that are associated. And if I start in the center, I'm free to go any direction I want. I'm not limited. Okay? Second, colors. Colors are life. Imagine a rose. Imagine a rose with no color. It's hard, isn't it? Because you made it black and white, didn't you? Right? Because we always have some kind of color, something, even if it's black and white. We can't just imagine nothing. Bring in colors. You know, black and white is nice, but look at this. This catches your eye versus this. It's almost the same. But you look at the pictures and the color. That's what I mean. It brings you, it helps you know how you think and keeps your focus there. And when you're focused, it's easier to learn. Connect. These branches connect to each other saying, hey, look, it's not just about a map. It's about my memory and how to make my memory better. It shows the connection in how I think. We're all different. I don't know how you would draw it, but you would draw your own map and remember it as well as, if not better than what I've done. All right. So we need these connections, this association to make it easier for each other. Okay? Your way may be different than mine. You might not have a clown here. You might have a beer. I don't know. Or a soccer ball. Finally, the curved lines, it's silly. It's a very small point. But the funny thing about wavy lines is it's much more fun for our eyes to focus on, much more interesting than straight lines. Right? And you think about everything around us, even though they have edges and lines. It's the curvy ones that draw your attention because, well, in nature, there are no right angles, right? Or a right angle is 90 degrees. It's always got some kind of curve or angle or circle to it. And finally, one word. No, I'm not finished talking. I mean one word, which is different. Each branch has one word because that leads to focus, okay? If you have whole sentences, you cannot go from a sentence because that's a thought. But a word can be color, it's fun. Color is exciting. Color is new. You can go from many different ways. But once you say color is blah, 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 You're kind of finished and stuck. So each one, each branch will have a word. Because from here, you can go memory, not just better, but memory deeper, memory attached or including, right? You can just add words, and one word gives you that freedom once again, or I would say flexibility and focus. Many F words here, that's interesting. Okay, so this is how we work with mind maps. This is how I use them. So now I'm hoping if you just study this, look at this lesson, then look at my other lessons and go back, you'll go, "Wally, that's what he did. I saw him do that and I didn't get it, but now I do. I honestly do." Started with the center image, started from the bottom, now we're here. Drake, you owe me money. So we start here and we move out. And then they seem crazy at the beginning, but when you step out, excuse me. Yep, okay, when I step out, it makes more sense, and that's what I want you to do. Put it down, step away from the page, look at the page, and then look at how the branches go and how the thoughts go with it, and you'll go, "I understand him. He's a genius." Well, look, you don't have to believe me, but if you want to know guys like Einstein, Galileo, that's right, Leonardo da Vinci, they use mind maps. And now you can be with the pantheon of gods, or you could be, you know, just like them. Take the pictures in your head, put them on the paper, have a better memory, have more fun, and learn permanently. Cool? Thought you'd like that. Okay, so there's a little clown for some color. Anyway, I got to get going. I need to take my map and find my friend. He's holding my drink right now. You've had fun, I've had fun. But before I go, I'm getting a message right now. It's not on the map, but it's in my mind. You need to go to ing as in English, vid as in video.com, where you'll find myself, Mr. E, and our other friends and teachers there to teach you. It's a map and a guideline for you, right? Just like the mind map. Search it, learn how to think and remember. I'm out. See you later. Have a good one.